This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. If you've been keeping up with U.S. trade news for the past 5 years, first of all, kudos to you. Secondly, you'd know that the tariffs former President Trump put on many imports back in 2018 are still in place. So what has this meant for U.S. distributors? We checked in with Gretchen Blau, our customs brokerage manager in Erie, Pennsylvania.
Everyone kind of expected when President Biden came into office that the China tariffs would go away, the 301 tariffs, the 232 tariffs for steel and aluminum would go away, but everything's still in place. For the 232 tariffs, we now actually have some additional requirements where we need to put the country of smelt in addition to the country of origin there. Country of smelt is where the steel was actually made, not just the product was made. Importers need to provide the mill certificates. They need to get those from the supplier, and then we add that information in on the entry now. So that makes things a little bit more interesting. There's more anti-dumping and countervailing investigations to add more tariffs to commodities. One of the new ones that's come up is for paper shopping bags, which is kind of interesting considering that everyone's going to the reusable bags, at least in our area. Anti-dumping basically is when a company sells to an importer here in the United States at a really, really low price, lower than maybe a U.S. manufacturer can even produce the commodity in order to basically take over the market. So this additional tariffs on everything, the additional duties on everything gives the U.S. manufacturers a more level playing field so that the landed cost goes up on these imported goods, and therefore the U.S. manufacturer is able to better compete with them. People are looking at their sourcing choices, or should be looking at their sourcing choices because of this. We're seeing new opportunities every day. We're opening new offices here and abroad to cover everything for our customers. It's never dull, that's for sure. And we're learning new things every day to help our customers out.
That's Gretchen Blau, mining the ports out of Erie, Pennsylvania.